Yeah, it was a close call, especially for me and for all my employees, and I'm just delighted. And I must thank all the councillors that have voted for me, and I must especially thank the chair for keeping his word, because you know he did. He could have easily went against me there, but he didn't. And all the other councillors have voted, but I don't know. It was so close a call. I could just visualise me going down and telling my staff, you know, sorry guys, but you have no work, because that's how, you know, this wouldn't be a case of me leaving off one or two people. If this went ahead, I would just have to put everyone off. But thank God, democracy worked. It was very fine, but it worked.
The message that's now gone to the council executive is redesign your environmental improvements with the two-way system intact. They're still going to hopefully improve car parking. They're still going to upgrade the town. You believe that will now be done in a way that promotes business?
I hope it be done. And never, never have I ever been against the regeneration, as I call it. I've never been against that. But they've always tried to bring in this regeneration along with the one-way. And I don't think that's lawful or just, but thank God it wasn't carried today. But I don't feel that's right. The regeneration, I'm fully behind that. And I've let everyone know that. And as I said on your show last week with Sean Doherty, last Tuesday, people say they want a one way and they want this and that, but the biggest majority of people didn't realise the direction that this one way was going. It was the wrong direction for the economy of this town, not only for my business, but for all the businesses. But hopefully we might be able to move on from here.